Well, it's Tuesday, February 27th. Yesterday was pretty unfortunate. I'm sure everyone knows why, and I guess pretty much this is just a quick episode that, I mean, it's not going to be depressing, but there's obviously a lot to talk about. The loss, obviously, which we'll get to in a minute, and my fucking Twitter account and email and pretty much whole life being hacked by some fucking automated thing or some fucking Russian or some shit. I don't know. My email sent like 4,000 emails, spam emails, in the time span of like 30 seconds or something. And I think that cross existed with my Twitter, which became banned, and got a few texts saying, "What's wrong with your Twitter?" I'm like, "Nothing." And I go check, it says I have zero following, zero followers. So I'm like, okay, that sucks. And it says I've been suspended. So I go through the little process to request to be unsuspended. And it says, whatever you did, it's bad enough that you're permanently suspended. And any appeal you make for your account will not be viewed or looked at, reviewed, anything. So my Twitter is officially gone. I would have rather it been my personal Twitter, because I use it just for, I don't know, tweeting about sneakers and shit. The one that I had, however many, 2,000 followers for Duke. I mean, you know, there's the few that know what happened because I'm kind of closer with them. But the other 1,900, it's like, yeah, they found me somehow following, and they see all my shit, and they favorite it, retweet it, whatever. Interact and stuff, but it's not like if they lost my Twitter follow today, they're not gonna be like, "Oh my god, I gotta go follow." So, I mean, it's just like, sucks, because that was cool to organically have that following on Twitter. And I mean, we'll get it back, but it wasn't my fault. I wasn't sitting there like, I don't even know what you can do to get banned on Twitter. Post somebody else's stuff as yours, or post like violent shit. I don't think I do any of that. So I'm guessing my email getting hacked kind of coexisted with my Twitter. A bunch of bullshit happened, and here we are. I got like fucking 82 followers. So that, and then the game, obviously, which is probably why a lot of you are listening, not because my stupid ass Twitter, but because the game. I mean, a lot of people said, this is going to be a tough-ass game at Virginia Tech against them, well-coached program, hostile environment. Everybody knew that. So, 2015 team struggled as well against them. Buzz Williams, what a compacted, no-neck, brute force, stand-up guy he is. And one hard-ass coach. And that's just the truth. That dude's cool. I've always liked him. And last night was just more proof of why to like him. He just cares so much about winning. Has his group so well coached down to a T. And classy, even though he doesn't like look or act. Like, you know, he's sweating through his shirt and freaking out and everything. But so classy to get on the mic like that and tell his student section or fans or whatever to shut the fuck up. Stop cursing. Stop saying people suck. Don't throw shit on the floor. Got on the mic and did that. At first, I thought he was going to get on the mic and be like, "Yeah, that foul call was bullshit. Say it with me. Bullshit. Bullshit." But no, he did the opposite. And I had just tweeted like 5 minutes before that. I've always liked Buzz Williams, and then he does that. I'm like, hell yeah. I'm not mad that he beat Duke. I'm more mad that Duke beat Duke and that the refs eat ass, which I've always said that, and everybody knows that. Don't expect more from them. They're human, and they've been known to suck. So, for me, terrible calls have been coming our way since, you know, they were playing in peach baskets and shit. So, I figured that. I mean, you can see the pictures. Wendell Carter was held so bad. The dude is so on top of him. It looks like fucked up Siamese twins. I said that, and that's all I could think about when I saw the photo. Like, they look conjoined at, like, the ass. And, I mean, that just, so many things about that game just made me so frustrated. Going scoreless for 7 minutes. The offense looking like it just doesn't know what to do. And then, obviously, they're going to foul. Duke got lucky to be up by one whenever they got the ball back. And Virginia Tech had to foul. That was the only option, or trap, but they're going to foul either way. And Bagley throws it in to Duval, who, of everyone on the court, that's the last person you want catching it for a 1-1, 60% free throw shooter, tough away game, freshman. Looked better as of late. He's looked a lot better, but that doesn't mean he's going to knock down a free throw. You have to play percentages. You have to play who you want in that situation. Out of everybody, I probably want Trent in that situation. Then Grayson, or you can flip-flop them even. Considering Trent was cold that game, he just was pretty much invisible to me, which has been the past two games a little nerve-wracking. I don't know if it's because the offense isn't getting him involved or he's just stagnant, or when Bagley's in the game with Carter that Trent just kind of disappears in the corner. I don't know. But the past two games, this has been like, why isn't, you know, he had that dunk, but it's just something that we'll see in the next two games or whatever. And so, throws it into Duval, and I'm like, why the hell would you throw it to him? I looked back at it. I don't know if it was because Bagley was like, oh, I just got to get it into somebody, and he's open, so boom. Or if he had no awareness and was like, I'm just throwing it into Duval because I know he's a good ball handler. The other thing I saw was O'Connell and Grayson were just kind of standing there with their defender on their hip, like, throw it to me, I'll catch it. But they're not really open. They weren't moving to get open. It almost looked like they didn't want the ball, or they were just too lazy, like, throw it to me, I'll catch it right here. So, whose fault is it? Not really saying it's Bagley's fault, but it could be because his awareness. Not really saying it's Duval's fault. He looked like the only one that wanted the ball. He's the one that got open. Grayson didn't really move. O'Connell didn't move much. It's not like they were setting screens for Duval to get open. So, I don't really know. But as soon as he caught it and got fouled, I had a bad feeling. Because it's percentages. And I feel like they go even further down when you're... I mean, you see what situation he was in. Away game, crowd's crazy, they got the momentum. And he's not a good free throw shooter. So, I mean, and it's a 1-1, and you know in your head it's a 1-1. I have to make this first one or I don't get a second one. Well, he bricked. Then Carter gets held. And it's just like, y'all aren't going to call that, bro? Y'all aren't. It was so obvious. It was like he was trying to run forward, and he could not run forward at all. He actually got pulled backwards, and they went and reviewed it, and it's like, oh, yeah, it's off Carter. No shit, or whatever happened. No shit that happened. But what you missed, I don't know. I hate the replay system just because they can't overturn a foul, really. And so much bullshit happened where it was like, that just fucked us out of like 4 points. every here and there. And it just, it frustrates me because they went scoreless for 7 minutes. They were up 9, and it was like, oh, it's, you know, it was a tough-ass game, but they pulled away with it on to the next. Learn what you can from it. Well, the loss happened, and, you know, even Grayson throws up that last-second shot. Bagley tips it in. It's like half a second too late. Then you got Dan Dickach or Dockich or Bitchass or whatever just running his mouth. I've never liked him. I've seen him come at my, like, I've watched him argue with people on Twitter that follow me. And I'm just like, bro, you're like a commentator for ESPN. I cannot believe you are sitting here arguing with people on Twitter and calling them names and shit. Ain't you're like 50. What are you doing? Say that shit about Bagley. You see, Bagley tweeted back at him, or tweeted him, or tweeted about him, whatever you want to say, and said, like, it's funny how people say shit like they know what they're talking about. And honestly, I'm not mad that he said it, because I think Bagley will use it for fuel. He looks like somebody that will use that for fuel. And I don't think Dan Dickass knew what he was talking about. I just think he's doing what he does best. It's the Skip Bayless syndrome. Say dumb shit. Say controversial shit. Get reactions out of people. And that, in turn, gets your name out there. That's what he's known for, being a dickhead. Being a dumbass. I mean, tell me something else that he's known for. Bring up his name. You're just going to hear, like, people say they don't like him. But his name is still being brought up. So, that's that. And that pissed me off, too. He said Duke was the best program in, and North Carolina were the best two programs. I think his son goes to Ohio State. It's got to suck to be his son. I would hate that, probably. That's like being Skip Bayless's son. And, yeah, I mean, him saying that, I think Bagley's the type of person that would use it for fuel to prove him wrong. I mean, he could choose to sit out every fucking game if he wanted to. He would still get drafted in the top 10. So, already that's bullshit. Is he aggressive and an aggressive scorer that tries to score in the post almost every time he gets it? Yeah. That's because that's what he's been doing his whole 18 years on Earth, or whenever he started playing. He's always been the go-to guy. And even when they double-team him, it's like he can get through the double. Even if they double-team him, he can still dunk on two people. So, I don't know. I mean, the offenses look not good. Cold shooters. No real, like, Carter was kind of mediocre last game. I'm not sure why. I mean, Virginia Tech's good. I told Presley that. I said, they beat Virginia Tech, yeah. But Virginia Tech's good. I mean, they beat Virginia. This game was kind of similar to that. They won the turnover battle, which, if Duke can ever just win the turnover battle, I think they're in good shape. I feel like it rarely happens, and when it does, they look invincible. Grayson was hot in the first half, I feel like, and second half, he was kind of, you know, not there. The same situation in the Syracuse game, I think. You can't do that. I mean, every game that they've lost, they've had a nice lead in the first half. And that's how sad it is that they get out to a nice lead, and then what happens? Sloppy shit, stagnant stuff, loss. And, I mean, I'm not trying to be like a Debbie Downer. I'm just like, I'm worried because I see a lot of people on social media, they're saying, like, oh, you doubt this team now because they lost one game. They're saying this to, like, everyone. They're not saying this to me. I'm not doubting the team. I'm just saying I think you can be concerned about a team that you like. I mean, it's not like you get speared at the cross because you say a concern, or you shouldn't at least. There's things to worry about going forward. March is going to be here soon, and there's no home games. Everyone in America wants Duke to lose. There's no games at Cameron in the NCAA tournament. I know I'm not talking to any idiots as far as that goes, but neutral courts or even hostile courts, as you saw last year in the NCAA tournament against South Carolina in South Carolina, due to the LGBT bullshit going on in North Carolina, the game would have been in Charlotte. I think it would have been a better turnout for Duke if that was the situation. But neutral games, hostile environments, that's what's going to happen. Now, this team hasn't been good in those environments. And, I mean, you know, I'm pretty sure the 2010 team didn't lose a single game on a neutral court. And I know the 2015 team was good on the road and good on neutral courts. I mean, anytime you win the national championship, I guess you're good on a neutral court. But I mean, like, the Virginia win, the win at Carolina, 2015. But they had Tyus Jones and Jahlil. And Tyus Jones was someone who, it just seemed like someone came through every single time, is what it felt like. Except for, I mean, in that 2015 team, when Notre Dame in the ACC tournament that year, that was some shit like I ain't never seen. The way they beat Duke and then beat Carolina, where it was like, oh, they beat Duke. It was a good game. Like, Notre Dame played great. There ain't no way they do that again. And then they played Carolina. And the way they shot, I was like, you know their fucking coach came from Duke. It was crazy. I mean, they earned that ACC championship that year. But other than that, Duke was nice on neutral and road games that year. But I think you can account that to Tyus Jones. And this year, do you have that? No. And it's like Grayson Allen, he's more involved, more aggressive when he's at the one, if you want to call it that. And Duvall seems to look better at the two. I mean, he's throwing up threes, which you don't want him to take, but he's been hitting them more than anybody else, I guess. But, I mean, it's just like, it seems like they're focusing more on Trent, focusing on Allen, which leaves the outlet pass to Duvall, and that's what everybody wants. So he's getting wide open shots, and not many other people are. So I don't know. I mean, I don't sit there and say exactly what the deal is. Everyone knows this. I'm not a coach. But something was off, and I know it's a tough away game, but you can be concerned, I feel like. If you say that someone can't say what they're concerned about, why the fuck not? They didn't score for 7 minutes. They looked terrible. They looked stagnant. It looked like they didn't know what to do. Offensive fouls, turnovers late in the game. And they let Virginia Tech back in it, and they let them win. Shouldn't have lost that game. Just shouldn't have. And now they got to go play Carolina at Duke. I mean, we'll have to see how that goes. And then, you know, they might look fucking amazing, and we'll be like, oh my god, they're set, they're like, they're on the right track, they're finally settling in. That's what I said. That's what I was saying after the Syracuse game, after the Louisville game, that little win streak without Bagley, and then one with Bagley. I was saying that. I was like, they're coming together at the right time. And they looked all right in this game, too, in the first half. Still allowed runs, allowed, you know, stupid errors, dumb mistakes. No one's safe. Everyone was doing dumb shit, in my opinion. I mean, O'Connell looked good. Javon did some good stuff. Bolden did, too. But to let them back in, it just sucked. And in the ACC tournament, can't do that. And in the NCAA tournament, you definitely can't do that. I don't know if anyone thinks Duke is going to get a one seed now. Probably not. I guess. I mean, the one seeds that are penciled in now. First of all, get Joe Lunardi the fuck off my TV when I'm trying to watch Duke. I don't care about him, his weird-ass vibe that he puts off, his toupee, all the shit he's talking about. Like, he, like, it's like fantasy sports. Like, you're an expert in bracketology? We can't just wait till it comes out for real? Like, what are you doing? I'm so, like, get off the TV. You just made my Duke screen, like, half the size. I can barely see shit now, and I have to listen to your voice. And then you put it back on, I gotta listen to Dan Dickach. I'm like, oh my God, it couldn't be worse. I'm gonna put an extension on ESPN or some network, YouTube, I don't know, where I can commentate myself, and I'm gonna put my earphones in, and I'm gonna listen to myself commentate. All Duke games. Nothing else. Just Duke games. It's going to be explicit. It's going to be rated R something. But I'd rather listen to myself frustrated, happy, the highs, the lows, and the biased, the Duke bias, than anybody else, especially Joe Lunardi and Dan Dockich. So I might just work on that, but it's a lot of work. And some of the things that I say, I'd rather them not be repeated or for anyone else to listen to. But I might have to at this point. So obviously, 8:15 on the 3rd. Tickets as low as $1,600. That's cheap as hell. UNC has won their last 5. And Duke almost did. I mean, they shouldn't have lost that. The only thing I'm concerned about, like I said, you can be concerned, I feel like. If you think the other way, that's great. I don't agree with you. We don't have to get hostile about it. I'm worried about this team leader-wise, composure-wise, being poised. These crazy runs that teams go on, I'm worried that they let that shit happen too much, especially when they're up by like 5 or 10. It's like this other team has went scoreless for 12 minutes and Duke's still only up 5. I'm like, well, that means something. But, you know, people talking about Bagley, he needs to be benched and stuff. No, but they do need to execute whatever game plan Coach K is putting in there. Obviously, I think zone is the best option. And I like the team when the shooters are hot, and I like the team when the shooters are involved, and I like the team when the ball's moving. Duval cutting, making good passes. Grayson cutting, making good passes. Screens. Kick out to a shooter. Take the shot if you're open. Everything. I like all that. Seems like then Bolden, Carter, Bagley, rebound, Javon, put that shit back up for a dunk. I like that when that's happening. I mean, you can't say much in the Syracuse game. They couldn't hit a damn shot out of the paint to save their life. Thank God Syracuse couldn't either. But that's just my concern, is it's one and done in March, and this team has been known to drop a game that they should never lose. I mean, they could be undefeated, honestly, but it's a little bizarre. So, I'm glad that we get to see the Carolina game at Duke, see how they perform. And then the ACC tournament seems beneficial this year because they're not going to have to play 4 games in 4 days. It's going to be 3 in 3 days, I guess. I hope they keep that 2 seed. I would rather UNC have to play Miami. But everything can change, so we'll just have to see. But I think it's beneficial this year for the fact that this team needs 2 or 3 more games to gel or work some shit out and then move on to the tournament, see where they seed, see where they are. I hope they don't get reamed hard. I hope they don't get shafted on that. But we'll just have to see. That's about it. Follow my new Twitter. It's BlueDevilDive_ instead of BlueDevilDive. Can't get my username. Can't get in that shit. Nothing. So follow that. I'm not too worried about it. It is what it is. But, I mean, it sucks just because it does. But follow the new one if you want to. And I hope I'll be a whole lot happier on Saturday. I'm going to go hard. I'm going to be hype. I'm going to wear a Duke jersey. I got a throwback Kyrie jersey at Cleveland. I think I'm going to put some tape over it and write Rodney Hood on the back of it and just be like, it's a Rodney Hood jersey or something. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, I think they'll win. I bet on Duke every time. Even if I feel bad about it, I'd bet on them every time. So, of course, I'm going to say they're going to win. It should be crazy. It should be a ridiculous atmosphere. There's no reason why they should lose. And, you know, they should beat Carolina anyway. They're not that good. They've been handling business, so that's that. Little press to get this out. So if I sounded a little off or a little rushed, it's just because I have to be somewhere in like 5 minutes and I wanted to knock this out because when I get home tonight, I'm going to be too tired and tomorrow I'm going to be too busy. So I'm doing it now. I'm trying to stay consistent with this. So shout out to all you people that send me love on social media and stuff and enjoy just listening to this. Or if you get anything out of anything that I do, that's awesome because that's cool to me. So that's what I think. It's just like they could catch fire and just be unbelievable. Or they could flop on one game that they should have won and it ruined the whole thing. I mean, it's happened plenty of years. You know, you flop that one game and it's gone. Or you may have that one game that you should have lost in the tournament and you scrape away with a bullshit win. And in turn, that fuels you and you win the national championship. Look at UNC last year. It happened about 4 times in a row. I mean, it's it's unbelievable. If that team, with the shit they pulled off in the tournament last year, could win a national championship, there's a 100% chance Duke can still eat, not easily, but Duke can win this year. So, that's all I'm saying. They just have to execute. And you're going to make mistakes, but minimize them as much as possible. And that's all I got. Go Duke. Go to hell, Carolina. We don't want you here. And all I can say is just whoop that ass on Saturday. And I hope Trent has like 35 on like 98% shooting. And I hope Bagley does amazing and shuts everyone up. I hope Duvall gets involved. I hope everybody else plays in their role. And Grayson drops 40 as well. So that's what I want. And especially for his senior night. It's his senior night. They got to stomp him. It's only right. He's killed Carolina before. he's handled business before. I don't know why I'm saying Carolina. I usually say Carolina, but I don't want to sound like a dumb redneck on this thing, which I do sometimes. Can't fault me for that. That's where I'm from. But I try, so if it sounds weird, I'm sorry. And I'm not editing these, like I said. A little pressed for time, so I'm just throwing it up. If something fucked up or a speech fucked up or something I would usually edit out, it's staying in, so oh well. And it's his senior night, so they got to kill it. Presley's putting out a dope article or piece about Grayson. Spoiler alert, it's not a spoiler, though. Just be on the lookout for that. Should be really cool. I have nothing to do with it. All her ideas and stuff, she's kind of like just doing her own little thing. So be on the lookout for that. It should be cool. And a lot of people who listen to this are probably involved in it, so that's cool, too. Talk to you people soon. You're all awesome, and have a great rest of the week as we gear up for Saturday. And go Duke.